In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the Sunday before the Holy Lent. And the reading of the Gospel of this blessed Sunday, we see that the Lord, while we are to be prepared to offer this offering and sacrifice of fasting and prayers and all of the charitable deeds that usually take place during this holy time, is warning us against the unacceptable offerings. Not every prayer or every fast or every charitable deed are accepted before God. We have to be careful while we are trying to start this blessed time during the year where we all experience this spiritual revival, that our offerings would be acceptable before God. Talking about these unacceptable offerings, we can see many examples in the when we search the scripture. The first kind of these unacceptable offerings is when offered by an evil person, such as Cain. Cain was a man who is full of hatred, envy to his brother, carelessness in his relationship with his brother and with God. And he came and he offered something. He came with something before God. But we read that, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. Before we start the great fast, we have to examine ourselves if there is any evil or wickedness hidden inside our heart, any hatred, envy. We are going in a ways which is not pleasing to God. We have to clear this first before we start an offering before God. The second example of these unacceptable offerings, we read about it in the book of Numbers chapter 16. An offering which was offered by unauthorized people, such as Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. The story of these three men, simply, is those people started to rebel against the priesthood of Aaron and to say, we are all priests. We all can offer incense before God. Why? They said this to Moses. Why you and Aaron only are to stand before God and offer sacrifice? We are all priests. Does this look familiar to you? We hear it so frequently. We are all priests. We are all kings. Why then should be specific people to offer incense before God? And what happened, we hear about it in the book of Numbers, that when they started to stand before God, holding censers, offering incense, we read that, now it came to pass, as he finished speaking all these words, talking about Moses, that the ground split apart under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, with their households and all the men, with Korah, with all their goods. They were trying to offer something good, incense before the Lord, but they were not authorized to practice the work of the priesthood. That's why their offering was not acceptable. Another example of offering which was not accepted by God, we read about it in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, about King Saul. The Lord ordered him to go and have a fight and a war against the Amalekites. He went there, and the Lord said to him, you don't take anything from them. Against the order of the Lord, Saul, he had victory in this war, but he got with him all of the sheep and cattle, and he said to Samuel that I'm going to offer this before the Lord. So Samuel answered him and said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. It is for all of us to hear this word. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. Don't think that by maybe fasting a few days in the great fast, standing few times in prayers, maybe coming to the church 10 minutes at the end of the liturgy, putting few dollars in the donation box, and keep on living a life of disobedience and not submitting to God that this sacrifice or offering will be acceptable. It is maybe more important for us to start to take heed to the word of God, to submit ourselves to Him rather than all of these offerings. How many times we heard that we have to change our ways. We cannot go the way we go in our life. This will have a destructive effect on us. But we just plug our ears and we keep going. And by maybe fasting a few days here and there, then we feel comfortable. I am offering something before God. I came to the church. So here, another offering which is not acceptable is when we offer without obedience. The fourth kind of these unacceptable offerings is when offerings are offered with pride and self-righteousness, like the Pharisee. You remember this parable about the Pharisee and the publican that we read about it in Luke chapter 18. This man, the Pharisee, he went to the church or the temple, he stood before God, and he started to list before God his virtues. I fast 2 days a week, I tithe all of my money, and I'm not like all other men around me. All of these practices was offerings. He used to fast, to give, and to tithe, to pray, but he was not acceptable. Why? Because he felt that God owes him something because he is offering this. Sometimes when we start fasting, maybe at the first few days, we feel like God has to respond to our requests. He has to do exactly what we tell him to do. I come to the church and I fast, but why God do not listen? It is not like this, my brethren. We do not fast to give God something. We do this for ourselves. We are the first people to benefit from this. Unless fasting and prayer and charity are all accompanied with humbleness in heart, and I feel like I am even not worthy to provide before God, nothing will be accepted from me. We hear this from the Lord talking about this man, the publican, in comparison to the Pharisee. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Make sure that when you come to the house of the Lord to offer something, you feel like this is a great blessing, that God is giving you the chance to offer something before Him, and not you feel like God owes you anything because you are fasting or praying or anything. Another kind of these unacceptable offerings is when the offering is obtained by unlawful means. What is the meaning of this? We read this verse in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23. The Lord is instructing Moses and saying to him, "You shall not bring the wages of a harlot to the house of the Lord your God." Not because this woman have got some money and she wants to come and put it in the church, this is acceptable, because she acquired this money by unlawful means. That's why the church do not accept a donation that comes from gambling or for stealing or deceiving and cheating others. All of these monies are not acceptable. So we have to make sure that whatever we are to offer before God comes from lawful means. Otherwise, it's not acceptable, even if we put millions of dollars in the church. Another kind of these unacceptable offerings is when offerings are without mercy or the knowledge of God. A person who has charitable deeds and he come and donate, but meanwhile, he has no mercy in his heart to his brethren. He judge everyone. He is very harsh to his kids, maybe his wife. How can then we say that God will accept this offering? The Lord is saying this, "For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." This doesn't mean that the sacrifice is not acceptable, but unless this sacrifice is accompanied with mercy, then it will not have any value before the Lord of hosts. Another kind of this unacceptable sacrifice is when the offering is not befitting God's honor and glory. we have to understand that what we put in God's hand should befit His honor. That's why we sometimes say, you should not bring anything to the church which is broken, or it's outdated, or there is no use for it in your house, and then like cleaning, making two objectives together. I clean my house and I donate to the church. My brethren, this is not acceptable before God, and it's considered as a despise to Him. The people in the Old Testament, they used to bring sometimes to the house of the Lord, to the temple, lambs and sheep which has some defaults. Like, for example, like maybe a broken limb, maybe a blind lamb. The Lord considered this as a despise to Him and despise to His house. And He said this, when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lamb and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you favorably? Says the Lord of hosts. The Lord made the standard. Offer this to your governor. Is he going to accept it from your hand? If the answer is no, don't give it to God. The same is applied on all kinds of offering. Coming to the church to worship is an offering, a praise. Then you ask yourself the question, coming to your work 10 minutes before it's time to leave would be acceptable by your boss? He would promote you? He will be happy with this? Never. Then why we find it easy to make it with God? Fasting maybe the last 2 days with a way which is careless, just doing this in order to satisfy my conscience. If you do the same, there is a requirement in your work and you just do it in the last minute, anything. What this will make you to be like accepted by your boss? He will promote you or he will feel happy with this performance? Never. Then why we find it easier to make it with God? Whatever we are offering in His hand should befit His glory and His honor. Another kind of this unacceptable offering is when offering are without first reconciling with my brother. The Lord said it clear in the Gospel of St. Matthew. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled with your brother and then come and offer your gift. How can we do this? How can we hate, we envy, and I'm not reconciling with my brother, and I have enmity with somebody, like maybe I take him to the court, and maybe if I see him in the church, I put my face away. If he stands beside me on the same row, I will change the place, and I can say that I am offering sacrifice. I came to the church to pray. I am fasting in order God would accept me. This doesn't go this way, my brethren. The Lord is warning us. Reconcile first with your brother. You don't have to be friends, but at least you forgive him in order for your offerings to be acceptable. Another kind of this unacceptable offering is when I offer without love. Yes, I offer, but I feel like I'm very pushed to do this. I pray just, I don't like to pray, but I'm going to do this. I fast, I hate fasting, and I struggle with the people, and I try to manipulate maybe with the priests in order to give me absolution for not to fast. I hate to do all of that stuff. How then we think that this offering is acceptable? We hear this in the epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Again, we read the same meaning in the book of Songs. If a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised. How can we say that we hate each other and we can offer? How can we say that I am a charitable person while I hate even like the church, maybe I'm criticizing to everything that happens in it? This doesn't reconcile. And again, the last type of this unacceptable offerings, the Lord is telling us about it today. That this offering is in order to seek the praise of others, not the glory of God. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. We are not to fast in order to say that I am fasting. We are not to pray in order to be known as people of prayers. We do not give in order for others to say this is a charitable person, or like this will make me appeal maybe to the congregation in the church. We do this to seek God's glory, not for the praise of men. While we are preparing ourselves to start this spiritual revival time, we have to be very careful to offer an offering of praise and worship and fasting and charitable deeds that is acceptable before the Lord of hosts. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.